Mysteries of Space. Since I joined a scientific group on Facebook, I have come across some interesting questions. Sure, I have also come across some that made no sense, but that was to be expected when so many people belong to anything, but even those people get something out of the group. What I didn't like was the way some people would jump down the throats of others who posted something they didn't like. There is no reason why people can't be civil and respect the rights of others. Getting into those questions, one was a question why there were so many round objects in space, such as round planets, moons, and stars. I thought this was an interesting question. There were many different answers. The correct one is gravity is responsible. Gas and dust were drawn together and the pressure created a molten sphere which in the case of planets and moons cooled. Stars not so much. It is said the pull of gravity is generally equal from all sides creating a ball. Another question was is space curved? We know Einstein said if a beam of light was shown into space, eventually it would come back to the starting point. I think he believed space was curved. I have often wondered if new evidence might be discovered one day which shows space goes on forever, and indeed some do think that. Some scientists believe there is an additional dimension which applies to space which guarantees it is curved. They are saying space is 4D not 3D like what we are used to. One theory states the reason space is curved is because the gravity of massive objects pull on it. In general, I have been interested in space my whole life, even when I was a kid. I had astronomy books all over the house. I also had several telescopes, culminating in a 12.5-inch reflector which I had for years and enjoyed very much. It was powerful enough to fill the entire view of Saturn in the scope and gave great views of the moon. As more light pollution came to the area I live in, I finally decided it was time to sell it. There are plenty of questions I have about space. It is a mysterious place. One has to do with inventing a warp drive. The reason it is named a warp drive is it will, if works, bend space and pull it toward your vehicle. My question is, wouldn't it damage space and maybe planets that are in that space? According to Universe Today, people are still talking about a Mexican scientist who proposed a theoretical warp drive. His name is Miguel Alcubierre and the drive is called the Alcubierre warp drive. The ship would travel in a bubble of negative energy which would expand space and time behind the ship and compress space in front of the ship. Scientists have determined much material would be swept up in front, inside, and behind the bubble, and when the ship tried to decelerate, all that stuff would leap forward in an explosion and destroy anyone in front of the ship at the destination. They also found the longer the journey the more particles released and the greater the explosion. Even if warp drives are figured out, they may be far too dangerous to use, because they could destroy the very place the ship was going to. Did you ever wonder if there could be life inside the very planets and moons in our solar system even if there is none on their surface? Take Mars for example. Some suspect there was intelligent life there long ago before the planet became a wasteland. Could the population have seen what was coming and decided to build inside the planet and move there to survive? It has been suspected there is water under the surface of the planet. Even if a race of beings did that, could they still be there after all this time? When we think of the moon, some of us think back to the Apollo missions that went there and some of the strange things they saw. Yes, apparently there was an intercepted transmission by Apollo astronauts about being watched by UFOs on the rim of a crater, but that is not what I am talking about. I am talking about the strange lights coming out of a crater on the moon that have never been explained. Remember, a NASA test proved the moon was hollow. There have been rumors circulating stating there are bases on the moon. I guess we have to consider the fact they could also be ours. Maybe we never stopped going there even though we said we did. Venus is another planet where light has been seen coming out of the interior. What amazes me is the fact it is hardly ever talked about. The first question which should have been asked was, did the light come from a natural or unnatural source? It is hard to even find a reference to this occurrence of this. Could it be the real reason we want to explore Venus is we believe there might be intelligent life living inside the planet? Would it be so strange to find a civilization living inside a planet? There are many underground cities which were dug out in ancient times on Earth and modern dwellings underground in case of emergency. They're not for us, of course, they are to protect the president, Congress and others of so-called importance. Another thing we have to wonder about is what is inside of a black hole and are there even bigger objects in space we haven't seen yet because they don't fall within the spectrum of things we can detect? Some have said they think there could even be galaxies inside them. Of course, this is nothing more than a guess, and it may be impossible for us to ever find out if anything exists in them, due to the fact of their incredible gravitational attraction which would crush every known material into dust. Another question I have is, could there be something so small it is the size of a grain of dust, but contains a tiny population of intelligent creatures? Nothing is out of the question when we finally become human explorers of space. When we do get out there, the human race will become a space race and we will make incredible finds and probably meet other races. That may be the step they are waiting for to make themselves known to us.